Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, indeed, Covenant Restoration Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing. Yes, indeed, for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me. Indeed, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, indeed, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. I said since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. We've spoken about this on this show many, many times. Yes, many times have we spoken about this truth, my brothers and sisters. The fact that since the dawn of human fall, man having fallen away from the knowledge of that which is the plan for life and peace from the beginning. I said, man, having fallen away from the knowledge of the plan of the Most High, that is life and peace from the beginning, has sought to imagine all manner. I said, has sought to imagine all manner of illusion, idolatry, false religion, so as to appease himself in his fallen state. As if he were yet wise. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand Psalms 19:7 explains it, as though so much other scripture. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that the word of faith, the law of the Most High that converts the soul, is in fact, without question, my brothers and sisters, a pure and perfect word. In the book of Revelation, we find that Messiah is speaking to one of the churches. It's actually speaking to all the churches, if we ultimately understand. Revelation 2:26 through 3 and 6 actually relates that all the churches must become perfect in the knowledge of the doctrine, else he said he would come against them with the sword of his mouth. My brothers and sisters, what does this mean? We must realize that it is impossible. I said it is not possible. We have some 45,000 denominations in the world today. And all of them, my brothers and sisters, be true to a pure and perfect word. The gospel of the Most High, the word gospel is a word, my brothers and sisters, that relates a sure message because it is pure and perfect, revealing what is faithfulness. I said, not only faith, but faithfulness under the pure, perfect will of one. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, wherever there are divisions amongst us, I said, wherever there are divisions amongst us, we have to awaken to realize, my brothers and sisters, that any such administration is not by any means the perfect government with which the Most High can be pleased. In fact, my brothers and sisters, no imperfect, or let's just say no divided government with contradictions maintained within it is true to the covenant of the Most High. No divided government is perfect before the Most High. No divided government is pleased or blessed in adherence to the gift of the Spirit. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the very first commands of the Most High declare that if there are any divisions amongst us, we are obligated unto the Most High. We have a duty unto the Most High to seek him for that counsel whereby we may be. Let's just say whereby we may be called in truth a holy people. I want you to understand something. The first command, Messiah said, the ultimate command of all. And we're talking about Mark 12:29-31, relative to scriptures like those also at Micaiah 22:36-40, Deuteronomy 6:4. It's called the Shema, that Yah is one. I said we must all realize that the Most High is one. Therefore, we have an obligation with all of mind, body, heart, and soul to seek and love him with all our minds, heart, and soul, my brothers and sisters, with all that we have, to seek him for that pure, perfect truth, that the perfect knowledge of his will, as according to all that he has required. That it all, my brothers and sisters, be retained in our conscience, defended in our conscience, that none be deceived. For we live in a strange, strange society today under the auspices of what it wants to call religious freedom. My brothers and sisters, the ultimate command of faith of the kingdom of Yah demands, I said it demands, that we all seek the pure, perfect truth of the Most High, that no one, I said that no one be deceived. And in this, we genuinely love one another. We live in a strange society today that has not understood that command. In fact, instead of maintaining the pure, perfect truth that no one is deceived, we live in a society under the auspices of what it wants to call religious freedom, giving everyone a right to be negligent, to be deceptive, and even to be hypocritical, so it says. I said we live under a society today under the auspices of what it calls religious freedom to maintain the supposed rights of every deceiver to continually dissuade and confuse the conscience of men. In fact, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society under the auspices of what it wants to call religious freedom to grant every devil or right to maintain its licentious ways, spoiling the hearts of men against the law of the One Most High. The book of Yehuda, called Jude, spoke of it. He said they pervert the grace of Yah, the truth of the Most High, the gift of a pure, perfect truth, and we pervert it to give men license after every man's licentiousness, lasciviousness, fleshliness, and many not even realize, my brothers and sisters, the surreptitious damnation in having done so, causing many, my brothers and sisters, to deny the only Lord and only Savior. And that is the truth, my brothers and sisters, of the Most High Yah, the Holy One of Israel, and His Messiah, His Anointed. We must, my brothers and sisters, become wiser than this, more discerning than this, to discern, my brothers and sisters, the difference between what the Most High has decreed must be the way or the expectation, the way of His kingdom, versus the present-day Babylon, the present-day confusion that we see amongst us to this very day. You know, it's an amazing thing. A lot of things I wanted to talk about today. You know, it's an amazing thing how the titles, for instance, Jesus, Christos, if we look among the Latins who spoke these titles for the Messiah, long before the English language began to adopt the title Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos was the titles, my brothers and sisters, that the heathen were already declaring. What most don't realize in terms of, let's just say, undressing this mass illusion, is that the title Jesus Christos, those titles collaborative even, my brothers and sisters, were the spoken declaration of pagan, polytheist, Greco-Roman heathen, as much as, in fact, my brothers and sisters, much more than a half millennia before the birth of Yeshua, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Kurdi, the Shiloh, the Shashan Shah, the King of Kings. And to this day, men have continued to worship this Jesus Christos, they call Jesus Christ, very much so after the same traditions, same ideals, same false doctrine, I said same false doctrine, same lawlessness, antipathy against the law of the Most High, upholding what men have called the law of their flesh. Or let's just say the varying ideals that seem wise to men. Saying that the law of the Most High is put aside when, truthfully, Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. If he made a decree that everything that he declared to the glory of Yah, his Father, is to be preached, then certainly, my brothers and sisters, it is not divine law that is put away. You know, it's amazing that men have called a law everything but what the Most High himself has decreed. Men have sought to legitimize as a law for the people everything but what the Most High has decreed. And you know, it's funny, even if we take this concept and looked at it much more closely, Scripture says, not under the law, but under grace. You ever stop to consider that the law, the kingdom of Yah, is a gift from Him? That men not be deceived as the misconceits, the lawlessness, the false rulership of men? And if men say the law is put away, I have a question to ask. My brothers and sisters, what do men call a law? What do men call peace? Is it the decrees after all the variant contentious designs of men after which there's no agreement nor peace? Or should we consider a law, my brothers and sisters, a viable law, that pure and perfect word that works to eradicate all the misgivings of all nations and all false religiosity in every fallen standard world over? Understand what I'm saying. Psalms 19 and 7 declares to us that the law of the Most High is perfect that converts the soul. Messiah said, go forth and convert all nations in the name unto the honor of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to teach all nations everything that he declared. That means, my brothers and sisters, if we awaken to discern everything the Most High declared according to the fullness that he declared from the very beginning, nothing missing, my brothers and sisters, there would be a total reversal of the fall. We must understand that either man seeks the perfect will of the Most High, or he is yet under the massive number of divisions that we call, my brothers and sisters, the way of having fallen under sin, under divisions, under separation, under ignorance. And my brothers and sisters, we must understand this truth. Man, in his ignorance, my brothers and sisters, cannot rightly, justly say that in his ignorance he can declare what to him is perfect, ignoring what the Most High knows and the magnitude of his conscience to be true. Woe to the soul that dares say he is perfect, because he knows not in what way he has erred or forgotten the truth. The gift of the Most High, the grace of the Most High, that he grants us. What scriptures say the Holy Spirit does? The gift of his Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, reproves all sin. In other words, reproves every standard that men uphold relative to their ignorance. The scripture says we must come together to reason together, seeking all the Most High declared. And if we seek not what is the perfect will of Yah, he said, though those who listen might partake of the good of the land, those who will not seek all that is the perfect will of the Most High to reason together, he said, we deliver to the sword. That means to be cut off, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. Acts 3:18-23 says Messiah appears. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Acts 3:18-23. Relates to Messiah appears for the restitution. That means to put all things back together. Restitution, restoration of all things. How about bringing all things to remembrance? For the restoration of all things. According to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. What does this mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is true to every word that he has always spoken. He spoke from the beginning, having envisioned what must be the eventuality upon this earth. He spoke nothing without that expectation. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we must understand what the scriptures mean. It says, whoever will not hearken to when Messiah comes as that prophet with that testimony, to bring to remembrance all things the Most High has spoken, whoever would not hearken. Whoever, the word for hearken also is believe and obey. Whoever would not hearken to believe and reason to obey according to the truth of that testimony will be utterly cut off from among the people. Why? When the Most High begins to build again his kingdom, no soul that would maintain evil, depraved, fallen short, lack of conscience, will be allowed to continue to speak to dissuade any mind. There's a reason why the scriptures tell us in Isaiah. I said in Isaiah in the 40th chapter, 27th verse, Messiah will come forth saying, keep silence before me, O ye isles, let my people renew their strength. In other words, telling all those who have dissuading voices to be silent. Shut up, is what the Most High said to me directly with regard to anyone who would not speak the whole truth. He said, either you speak the whole truth or shut up. I said, either you seek all that is his perfect, pure word or shut up. He will tolerate no more man's continual defiance against the fullness of his law. Either you are willing to speak the whole word or shut up. Because he would tolerate no word, no testimony, no misconceit, no word, my brothers and sisters, after man's selfish ambitions. defiant against his claiming, openly claiming before all, the fact that as maker, this world and all that is in it belongs to him, and that the plan for life is the attainment of conscience beyond contradiction as true to himself. My brothers and sisters, for nothing else will the Most High find acceptable. Nothing else has the Most High ever found acceptable, but that all that would declare his name become wise not to profane it. Well, my brothers and sisters, if we know that when that which is perfect has come, that which is imperfect must pass away, then we know, my brothers and sisters, that no imperfect standard will be counted viable unto the kingdom of Yah. Matthias 5:14-24 says we must come in perfect and invariant light, even unto all the nations, as a sign of what must convert all the nations. And it's the perfect word that must do so, according to Psalms 19:7. The law of the Most High is perfect that converts the souls. He said, again, Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. And anyone who would deceive his brother, not to seek the righteousness of Yah beyond all the contentiousness of their rulers. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, would deceive his brother against even the least nuance of what's contained in the law and the prophets is guilty even unto hellfire. My brothers and sisters, if we understand these things, were we not so, were mankind not so carnal, we would understand what is really written around the 13th, 14th chapters of 1 Corinthians. It should be our expectation in the love of Yah that when that which is perfect has come, we should delight. Did you hear me? When that which is perfect, when the perfect word is again revealed, we should delight. Every imperfect standard, message, or doctrine which has been an obstacle against the awakening of the human soul should be no more. Revelation 14 tells us that the people of the Most High who will be confirmed true to him, I said true to, confirmed true to all that is the contract, that is the Holy Covenant, beyond all the partialities of all the beastly nations that refuse to hearken. Revelation 14 says that will be a people who follow the Lamb wherever he leads, who speak no lies and do no iniquity. My brothers and sisters, the same scripture that's in Revelation 14 is also, my brothers and sisters, related at Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6 through 3:13. Speaking of a time, my brothers and sisters, after the Most High has warned a city, but it's refused to listen, that through that city, which is a mere example of all the miscreant ideas of the whole world, he shall reprove a whole world to refine a people true unto himself, that again, my brothers and sisters, will speak no lies, do no iniquity, and that is the people that he shall protect and preserve from all harm. If we understand Revelation 9:4, we understand that premise, for only those who are sealed and confirmed true to the Most High in all things, only they, my brothers and sisters, will survive the day of wrath that is to come. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they who will discern truth that all the nations have refused to declare. Especially, my brothers and sisters, when the oath unto the Most High is that we seek all that is his will, declared all but the rulers of this earth have sought to retain their so-called rulership by keeping the people blind to the greater truth. It's a shame that most know nothing today of what I call the secret city prophecies. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, on my website there's an article called The Secret City, Secret City Prophecies. You will find it at Hidden Gospel, HIDDENGOSPEL.com. Hidden Gospel, just like it sounds, www.facebook.com/secret-city. It's amazing, my brothers and sisters, that for all that is written, and most have not understood who Messiah said he is in Revelation 22:16. I'm going to go through all these things more so as the show progresses tonight. But think about it. Isaiah 44:20-46:13. Particularly, my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about Isaiah 45th chapter, 6th verse. Relates to one the Most High calls his anointed, his chosen shepherd. Said that he will build a righteous temple unto the Most High, establishing it upon a firm foundation. He says, the scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, that one establishing that truth will prove all the leaders having been foolish, i.e., if you will, deceptive, blinding the people against the greater truth, not discerning what they must perceive yet to receive. Deceiving the masses, my brothers and sisters. I said deceiving the masses rather than opening their eyes. The scripture says that one, my brothers and sisters, will at first come from the east. The scripture says, ultimately, if we understand Isaiah 24:10-16, Isaiah 59:19-21, relative to Romans 11:25-27, which relates that as a latter-day prophecy, and Hosea 11:5-10-12, what we find, my brothers and sisters, in every case, the scripture says in the last days, Messiah, to bring this Babylonish confusion and misrepresentation to an end, that he will return, my brothers and sisters, in the latter days from the west. Most still have not understood the meaning of that prophecy. Scripture calls that one, in the King James Version, one called him Cyrus. Our brothers and sisters, that one bore the title called the Kurdee, the righteous one likened to the rising sun. The sudden rising of the sun that casts out all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure, and exposes all those who would hide the truth from you to keep you in the darkness. Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. How many understand? Isaiah 11. I understand what those scriptures are really saying. A root out of the stem of Jesse. A branch will grow out of his roots. On him shall rest the spirit of the Most High. Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge and might and reverence of Yah. And with the breath of his lips, with the testimony of his mouth, not judging after the misexample which the world declares. Not judging after what his eyes see or what his ears hear, but the breath of his lips, with the testimony of his mouth, shall he slay, expose every fallen short and partial doctrine. And then, when all the obstacles are removed, it says the knowledge of the Most High should cover the earth as the waters cover the seas. Our brothers and sisters, we understood those prophecies well in Isaiah 11. We know that they are reflected again in the 65th chapter of Isaiah, and it is all latter-day prophecy, speaking of one who is called the inheritor of his mountains, the inheritor of all the kingdoms of this earth, one who will bless those who hearken to the fullness of his word and will cut off those who are not. You'd read around 65:10, Isaiah out to that 66th chapter and around the 15th verse. Blessed are they who comprehend, my brothers and sisters, because those prophecies speak of someone who before delivered Israel out from a type of misrepresentative Babylon that was in the east to bring them back to their own land. My brothers and sisters, scripture says that same one will bring Israel back a second time. Please read Isaiah 11:10-12. But bring back Israel a second time from all the lands they've been scattered. My brothers and sisters, if we understand the book of Isaiah well, we understood what the ancient Zarathustra understood quite well. That even Isaiah later related the same concept. The Messiah comes three times. 2,000 years ago, Messiah did not perform that task. But when he said, I am the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, as we find in Luke 1:67 and 1:78. Revelation 22:16. Whatever man has conceived concerning that one that the King James wants to call Cyrus, not really his name. His title was a courtier. Cyrus said, I'm the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. It was understood that that ancient Persian king would return as the seed of David. The very title, Kurdi, means sunrise, one like the rising sun, suddenly comes to cast out all the darkness. Again, reveal the light the world would obscure, exposing all those who hide the truth, therefore exposing the children of darkness. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if we understand those scriptures well, we understand why Messiah said, I, at Revelation 22:16, am the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. He was assuring the early church that he was that one that had come some 600 plus years before his birth to bring Israel out of Babylon, Babylon East, and then in the last days would restore his people and bring them back from a Babylon West. Again, my brothers and sisters, all this is at Isaiah 45 and 6. All this is at Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. If you notice any, especially from a text that uses the Dead Sea Scrolls, such as the NIV, NESB, RSV, they relate, my brothers and sisters, that he comes in the last days from the west, even as we find it also in Isaiah 59, 19 through 21, Romans 11, 25 through 12 and 4, talks about this renewing of the mind, wherever Messiah should remove all ungodliness from the midst of his people, and especially from those who would turn from transgression. My brothers and sisters, that makes that latter-day prophecy. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is what Hosea 11, 5 through 12 also says. It talks about, hey, Messiah bringing his people back first from a place in the west. How is it that the leaders have not spoken concerning this? And I will say to you, my brothers and sisters, whatever it is, and men believe concerning the one called the Kurdi, the one they call Cyrus the Great. One thing that must be understood is that true to prophecy, he did return in the person of Yeshua. Something that most have not quite understood. Most of my brothers and sisters have not understood because ancient Rome utterly despised and murdered many to keep that truth silenced among the people. Article on my website, www.hiddengospel.com, an article there called Prophetic Proof. Another article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. They both explain these things heavily. Rome despised the idea that Messiah would come as King of Kings to depose all false rule the world over, to declare the perfect rule of the Most High, meaning that the rulers of the world had not. And my brothers and sisters, the very fact that Messiah would come as that one that the scripture says all the kingdoms of the earth had been given unto him, my brothers and sisters, for Rome to allow the perpetuation of that expectation that we find at 2 Chronicles 36:22 through Ezra 1 and 4, relative to what's also written in Micah 28:18 through 20. All the kingdoms of the earth is the Most High given me. Therefore, he said to all those amongst the nations that he had dominion over, he told them to assist Israel in building a house for him. My brothers and sisters, Micah 28:18-20 relates pretty much the same. He said, all power from on high. It means all power and jurisdiction over this earth and the knowledge of the kingdom of Yah has been given unto him. Go forth and convert the nations. Hey, how about raise their conscience beyond every fallen standard and prepare them to do, defend, guard, obey, believe everything that he commanded. My brothers and sisters, that is the duty of all who we call believers. And since the love of Yah, according to the 13th and 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, relates that we must look forward to the day when that which is perfect is come, and that which is imperfect passes away. But when we are children offering away, my brothers and sisters, we see as a child, speak as a child. But he says when you become mature, you put away childish things. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, men have been given baby food doctrine that the rulers comfort the people, not discerning, my brothers and sisters, the tragedy of treacheries that have been taught amongst all the nations. Psalms 2 says that the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against His anointed, but the Most High will set them all to derision. And when His sore displeasure, when He declares in Zion, His king, saying, even be wise, O king, be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish from his way. But his wrath is kindled but a little. Be wise, be instructed. Many of my brothers and sisters, they had not taught what after the Spirit of the Most High must be taught. The leaders have done what they could to blind the minds against discerning these things. But my brothers and sisters, for those who have a genuine love for Yah, it must be said again, you cannot love Yah and hate perfection. You cannot hate perfection and love Yah, for He is perfection. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, those who are wise know that any manner of device cannot work perfectly until it is whole and everything is in place as it should be. How dare men believe that he can disrupt that order? Be partial with it as it concerns that order, and still say that all things must work together perfectly, lawfully, at peace. My brothers and sisters, it is a very arrogant soul that would dare say something like one of your recent presidents has said, that his agenda would not be thwarted by an obscure, he said what he said is an obscure verse in Romans. My brothers and sisters, that means that he had no intention that the scripture be brought to light, but that the scriptures be counted obscure at his command, that he maintain and go forth with an alternate agenda. But shamefully, my brothers and sisters, there are many who, though he said this long before he was inaugurated, long before he was elected, there are those, my brothers and sisters, that totally dismissed that statement, because all they saw the potential for, was the potential for a black president. Ah, my brothers and sisters, it's time we see beyond all this insanity. Well, as I said also recently on one of the shows here, Most High is about to make it evident that either men use their minds for right purpose to discern again all that the Most High has decreed, to discern all things He has said, and to receive all things restored that the Most High decreed perfectly. My brothers and sisters, what little sense people have, they would lose. What do you think the scriptures mean when it says such grim things in Isaiah 28? It says, hearken, and Messiah comes in the last day saying, hearken and hear my speech, lest your bands be made tighter and your chastisement be severe. Meaning, for many it's going to be just like it was for Nebuchadnezzar. Resisting the Most High as a prideful man, he went absolutely insane. What does the scripture mean in Revelation 18? He said, Babylon, those who resist the knowledge of Yah, who will not come out from this insanity of misrepresentations. He said, Babylon will become the habitation of insane men and demoniacs. In other words, the day will come, my brothers and sisters, that the hedge will be removed, that all those who refuse to hear the Most High, demons will be given free rein upon their very souls and minds, because since they would not hear the Most High, and they would continue to open their hearts to every manner of deception. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, deception shall continually possess them. Messiah said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, defend my commandments. And I ask the Father for the Spirit of truth, with the worldly. How about those who are hard-hearted after the divisiveness of this world? He said, if you love me, keep guard, maintain, and defend my commandments. How about reading John 14, 6 through 15 through 17 through 26 through 27, relating that his peace is that he grants his spirit that brings all things to remembrance. Then if you love him, you seek all that he would bring to remembrance. And those who are true to him, he would grant the gift of his spirit, even the knowledge of the one way. But those who desire otherwise, just as he would grant his spirit to those who seek his will. Hey, the book of Jacob, they call it, James says, if any man is double-minded and does not seek the perfect will of Yah, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. And I tell you now, no soul can mature. I repeat, no soul can mature unto the fullness the Most High declared, that the Most High himself grants the gift of his spirit. For the perfecting of all that is divine will in the conscience of man is only possible. I said the perfecting of divine will according to the fullness of the Most High has decreed is only possible by the gift of his spirit. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not function in that spirit wisely, ultimately deserves the fate of one, my brothers and sisters, left forsaken to the frailty of his carnal mind. Again, my brothers and sisters, if we read such scriptures in Romans 7 through 8, let's talk about that old psalm, old slave psalm, actually, they call Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. It saved a wretch like me. My brothers and sisters, I think about sometimes about Romans 7th chapter in the context of that. Scripture relates how carnal mind, fleshly mind, is enmity against the perfect will of Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, carnal mind despises the idea that there is a law wiser than the imagining of a carnal or fleshly mind. Carnal mind doesn't want to recognize that if there's a greater truth, that it must submit to it. Enmity against the law. Enmity against the perfect order of the Most High. But the Spirit is given, the Scripture says, that we transcend false law of the flesh, that is the law of sin and death, that we awaken to the law of Spirit and life. That means the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that is beyond contradiction, conscience beyond contradiction. What did the Apostle Saul say? He said, I see another law working in my members. Contrary to the ultimate law of his mind that wants to do right. And he said, O wretched man, saved a wretch like me, they said. We're going to talk about that in a moment. O wretched man that I am, who should deliver me from this mortal body? How about this carnal mind? See, I thank Yah. He was talking about ultimately the gift of the Spirit of the Most High granted in Messiah. That the righteousness of divine law might be made complete in us. Why is it that men have asked the Most High for his Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, and then thought to be satisfied after a multitude of imperfect standards, after which at the end of the day there's no covenant agreement at all? There must be awakening, my brothers and sisters, beyond all this insanity. Messiah gave his life that all this will be all this world be converted collectively true to the one pure perfect conscience that was purposed for all mankind from the very beginning. There are no exemptions. Man was created for a purpose from the beginning, an anointed being to function in communion with the Most High, collectively radiating, resonating, reverberating the thoughts and the conscience of his Maker and no other. There are those who dare to say that we've forgotten what that is. So is man now perfected in his ignorance, my brothers and sisters? Scripture says if we are divided among the nations, there are a multitude of nations because men haven't discern what is the pure, perfect will of the One Most High. Men are thought to call themselves just after all manner of territorial misorientations. Scripture says in the book of Jacob, they called James, it was scattered among the nations. We must know the Most High still requires of every man who would believe in him a perfect work. And if we lack wisdom, we must ask of Yah. It didn't say that a multitude of imperfect standards would reveal to you what is perfection. If we be double-minded about this, still wanted to call wise the multitude of differences amongst us, he said, let us not think we receive anything from Yah, because one who would do such a thing, my brothers and sisters, is not only unstable in all his ways, but he is unstable in all his ways because he refuses the discipline of the One Most High. Can you imagine, my brothers and sisters, how the Most High feels about the idea every time he tries to tell somebody something, he said, yeah, you say that, but so-and-so-and-so, Pastor Gilmore, Pastor Roberts, Pastor Robert, said something else. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, the Most High in any way to be pleased with such blasphemous insolence? I say, think again. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, you can't love Yah and hate perfection. Yah is perfect. He said, the Holy One of Israel said to us, what? Be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. What is it, 548 Matthias? Also, they be holy, even as I am holy. That means one in the knowledge of him. And that's his commandment to all his people. That is a covenant. Meaning we all must seek the truth and defend the truth. Seeking the Most High and loving the Most High with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, defending the fullness of his truth, that none by word nor deed be found a deceiver unto the deceit of his brother. For all such deceitfulness, my brothers and sisters, is robbery against the very salvation of the human soul. Robbery against the truth of the Most High that would make the soul guarded and whole. It's time we understand the reality. Sad that under the auspices of what they call religious freedom, rather than seeking the pure, perfect truth of the Most High, that none be a deceiver, that all souls be guarded against deceit, under the auspices of what this society, I repeat, calls religious freedom, many have declared it. The love of one another, even the love of Yah, they guard every deceiver, every lying voice, every partial, neglectful, treacherous misconceit and hasty conclusion against the command that we seek the Most High with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, that we all have a covenant of peace after the mind of one. And it's sad that most have not understood that what is the result of this is by no means the kingdom of Yah. By no means is it the conscience of the Most High. But absolutely, my brothers and sisters, is a Babylonish confusion. It must come to an end. They said that which is imperfect, like I said, think about it, must come to an end. It means that all confusion and all misrepresentation that has divided the people must come to an end. Scripture talks about the drying up of the rivers before the one called King of the East. The one called the Kurdi. It means, my brothers and sisters, that every lying mindscape that has divided the people must be no more, as the human conscience is raised unto the conscience of him whom the Most High has chosen, that all nations must seek him, and the isles wait for what? According to Isaiah 42, his law, his peace. Says he will not fail. He will not fail nor be discouraged till the isles shall wait for his law. Isaiah 42, like Genesis 49, calls him a lawgiver. Yes, my brothers and sisters, unto a lawless world that has not been lawful enough to be called true in its vows unto him who is peace, who is perfect. Same word in Hebrew, forevermore. For there's rest and peace, my brothers and sisters, will all agree to the same word, the same law. And without that common understanding. It is the gospel. There is no understanding. There is no agreement. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High has sworn that all who would inherit his name must be refined to agree as one. Isaiah 48 says it well. It says, speaking of a people who have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, they all must be refined. And this he said he would do for his glorious name's sake, that his glory, his honor, not be given to another, or that none, my brothers and sisters, dishonor him after the designs of another. Only thing that's left in this, my brothers and sisters, that we seek is perfect will. Again, only that plan which the Most High has declared from the beginning is life and peace. And if a world's forgotten, it is forgotten the path of life. For this reason, Messiah comes, saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. Read Isaiah 48 again. Come saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. And now the Most High has sent me with his Spirit to show you the way that you should go. And only if you had kept my commandments, did he say. Truth of his conscience. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. To know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Many read the scriptures, say they read the commandments, but understand them not. He said, oh, that you kept my commandments. How about the conscience that is behind his word? Then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the ways of the sea. There would have been none of these massive misinterpretations, misadministrations, misorientations, after which, my brothers and sisters, men have remained competitively contentious one against another, but not being true to the perfect, pure, perfect, complete will. The knowledge of one Most High. He said, only if you kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea, and I would not have beheld your descendants destroyed from before me. He said, when that which is perfect has come, that which is impartial pass away. My brothers and sisters, he said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he declared. Meaning that partial doctrines have never, ever been viable. From the beginning, man was created as the habitation of the Holy Spirit to remember all the Most High's decree, to maintain that covenant. And in fact, it is a breaking of the covenant to ever forget. His people always commanded, my brothers and sisters, to remember all that he has spoken, to obey all that he has spoken, to revere all that he has spoken. And only that is honor. Is honorable before the Most High. What does Scripture say concerning Messiah? He will magnify the law, his law, unto a state that is honorable, meaning that others had not. What did the scripture say of Messiah in Isaiah 49? He would come saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb. From the body of my mothers he made mention of my name. That I should declare, my brothers and sisters, his glory, what is honorable before him. What does Scripture say in Isaiah 49 is compared to 1 Corinthians 4:5? It says, let no man consider himself so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things or the things that men have not considered. And then in that day shall every man know how to, they put down the word praise, but the word for praise is honor. Because trust me, my brothers and sisters, praise whereby men don't seek what is honorable before the Most High is empty praise and vanity alone, and even the praise of devils, deviates, who desire that lesser standards somehow be called sufficient, after which a man could be justified. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, no one proves that he can pass the test till he has been presented with it, that he might prove that he discerns and is true to the answers to the questions that he has offered. Scriptures talk about Messiah coming, my brothers and sisters, as he into whom you should delight. What does the scripture say? Whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is Messiah comes with the standard that men might prove that they are true to the Most High, according to everything he has declared. He's called the Son of Righteousness that arises in Malachi 4:2. He says, in that day you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked. When many say, what good is it that we keep the ordinances of the Most High? He said, in that day you will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. And the wicked should be ashes under the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day that he shall do this. And Messiah will come, called the Son of Righteousness that arises, casts out all the darkness, all those who hide the truth from you, reveals the light the world would obscure. The scripture says in the Aramaic, with healing upon his lips. Oh, my brothers and sisters, how many are prepared to discern the truth? It means that the exceeding word of the Most High will decide who it is that loves Yah and who it is, my brothers and sisters, that prefers unrighteousness. Between who loves Yah, my brothers and sisters, and those who have no love of the truth, after the corrupt intrusions of those who now preside over the temples, not walking after the law of the Most High in its fullness, according to the vow that must be made by all who call upon his name, but the wicked, my brothers and sisters, who now preside over your temples in the midst of your churches, wicked men, lawless men, compelling others, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of fallen standards, to resist the greater truth of the Most High. Like a scripture says in 2 Thessalonians 2, preferring unrighteousness. While a people, my brothers and sisters, trust in a multitude of varying standards, they are not yet ready to be regathered. But the scriptures tell us the one called Shiloh, who Messiah is in Isaiah. Well, particularly in this case, we'll say Genesis 49. The scripture says, the isle shall wait for his law, and all the nations shall seek him. Isaiah 11, Isaiah 42, Genesis 49, 8 through 12. Relates one as a lawgiver, one giving one rule, one law, unto all the nations, that unto him shall all the nations be gathered. The gathering of our people, my brothers and sisters, is not after any fallen, miscreant, partial, impure doctrine, government, or misadministration. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, without question, is no manner of divided government is true unto the Holy Spirit. No manner of divided government that is satisfied in its contradictions is true unto the Spirit of Yah, nor deserving of the Spirit of Yah, if its intents is to constantly confuse the people. All such divided government, my brothers and sisters, it will seek to void the command to seek the whole armor of Yah, is only an invitation. Every manner of demonic influence that would misguide the human soul. Again, my brothers and sisters, what is this Babylon that calls a right, what he calls religious freedom? Is claiming right, my brothers and sisters, is that what they say it is? For men to lie? A right for men to be left corrupted by flatteries? A right for men, my brothers and sisters, having forgotten the truth, the greater truth that is from the beginning, declare every manner of misimagination, dissuading the soul, and daring to say, my brothers and sisters, that all this travesty, this treachery, this hypocrisy, daring to say that such as this, my brothers and sisters, still yet true to the one Most High? My brothers and sisters, anyone who would say such a thing, I will tell you now, whether men realize it or not, it's a surreptitious liar. And such as this, my brothers and sisters, will not forever tarry in the eyesight of the one Most High. They've been multi-generational curses. Well, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's kind of like what Rome did. Hey, everybody wants to say they were true to the Most High, perfect after what they call their territorial primacy. Everybody's perfect in his doctrine according to how he's born, naturalized, born in and of the misorientations of this world. My brothers and sisters, one Most High has declared one Savior, one law after which all nations must be awakened. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, corrupt the people to desire to be flattered after fallen standards, functioning after what I call the adversary's gambit. The ancient Zarathustra called it Ahriman's gambit. For the adversary said that if the Most High made man, he would cause man to curse the Most High to his face. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, we cause men to... Galatians 7365 A.D. Please, my brothers and sisters, examine all these things. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, it's not possible to love Yah and still yet stand against the awakening to his perfect word. It's not possible, my brothers and sisters, to hate the perfecting and awakening to the fullness of his word and still say you love him. Most High told me, my brothers and sisters, what is promised, even now, see done.
From this time and place.